podcast. I am your host, Michelle Miller-McNair, and I am so excited that I have...
You really are.
I'm mostly excited that I figured out how to make things work. And now if I can make the music stop, that would be helpful.
I mean, we could be clubbing. That's all right.
That's... What kind of club is that, though? That's the over 40 club.
Yes, it is.
Slow movement. So, welcome back. We're so glad to have Miss Siobhan back with us for more
Thank you. Trailer talk. It does have its own theme song.
We do need to have a theme song. How do we get a theme song? That would be amazing.
All right. It would definitely be country.
Yes, it would. But it would be a little bit of rock and roll. We did talk about this last time with the Joe Dirt references.
Yeah.
I think it's inevitable. Yeah, you can't say trailer without Joe. So, just to reiterate, if people have not listened before. Reiterate is a word, right?
Yes.
Did I just say it wrong?
I don't know what you said, but I like it.
I may have had caffeine today.
A caffeine?
No, there's been a lot of caffeine. I don't know if you've done this. You ever had so much caffeine and you get so wired and then you're like, oh, this was too much.
Mm-hmm.
So when you're caffeine, what is it, coffee?
It's all caffeine. I drink coffee, Celsius.
You do this. You're learning.
Every time.
Your fancy nails can't handle it. This is not ASMR. No, ma'am. So what is your caffeine? Like, is there a certain thing that gets you, like, if you have to have it?
I pretty much have trained a number of my children to make the coffee maker in the morning for me. So even the youngest is like, Mama, would you like me to turn on the coffee maker and then bring you a cup? Saturday mornings, I love it. I'm like, that would be lovely, my blessed child. Yes.
How did you do that?
Fear of God, probably.
Is it a Catholic thing? My Protestant Baptist background has not got me anywhere. I'm just kidding. I don't have any background.
No, I probably started drinking coffee when I was about 16.
Really?
Yeah, that's why I'm so short.
It
stunts the growth.
It did not stunt my children's growth because they said don't give your kids anything. No caffeine and no non-organic mess. I got a 6'1 and a 6 foot. There's no stumping.
I can't stand that. I love my relations, but I have my brother and sister-in-law. They're like
your relatives?
Organic.
You love your relatives, not your relations.
That's what you could call them. They're your relations.
Oh, see, relations in my book means something different.
My kinfolk. There you go.
Okay, so because in relations...
Well, okay, yeah.
So when you said I love my relations, I was like, we just took this to a different topic.
Well, it is trailer talk.
Yeah. So you said Celsius. I'm asking this because I have a certain Celsius that I have to buy every time I see it because it's very hard to find. It's new, the fantasy vibe.
Okay.
That does take our episodes not even worse, right? But okay, so it's like a marshmallow taste to it.
Marshmallow.
Yes.
Okay.
And so whenever I see one, I have to buy it, right? But that doesn't work. You've already had like 2 cups of coffee.
Now, see, I get yelled at because I'll drink coffee in the morning and then it's like Celsius in the afternoon and people are like, that's way too much. And I'm like, is it?
Do you sleep?
Sleep.
So if you're good, I mean, that's the thing. If you can't sleep, there's a problem. But I don't know.
My kids are like, ew, you get the gross Celsius, which apparently you're not supposed to give children Celsius or caffeine either. But
okay,
so I am the mom of the year.
Oh, yeah. So, you know, everybody, if you know what I mean, my kids play ball, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so my kid plays, and I'm not giving her energy drinks so she can play ball. But there are some days she has, like, a practice till 9 o'clock at night.
Mm-hmm.
So that's 4 hours of practice after school. So sometimes I will, not for school or anything, and if she didn't sleep well, like, I've let her have a Celsius. Well, a teacher saw her drinking the Celsius and, like, chewed her out for having a Celsius. My child is not the one to chew because this 13 little girl saw the teacher with an energy drink later that day and was like, I thought this was bad for you. Why are you having one? And the teacher was like, well, I'm an adult. You're a child. And my child was like, well, if it's bad, it's bad for everybody. And you shouldn't be on me if you're going to have it.
There you go.
And so there's a reason why my teachers don't like my children.
And I'm sorry, but some 13, 14 year old children are the size of adults.
She is. I mean, she's 6 foot. And it's not even a weekly thing. Like, it's every once in a while she has had a bad night's sleep. She's exhausted. And there are times I let her stay out of school if I need to. But anyway, we've digressed. because that's what mamas do.
We do.
So we are going to talk trailer talk today.
Trailer talk, yes.
And last time we talked about what a trailer was.
Mm-hmm. You're good. I know.
We're in our basement studio, and this sweet coworker is just trying to quietly go upstairs. And I know you probably can't hear, but I can see it, and I cannot pretend like I can't see it. Sorry. So anyway,
we're going to talk a little bit about mindset.
The mindset of a trailer?
Mindset of those who live in trailers, I think.
Ooh, those who live in trailers or those who don't live in trailers and think about the people in trailers?
Either or. Go, pick one.
Oh.
You're on.
Oh, here's the thing I've noticed about that, though. It depends on where you're at.
In the United States, yeah. You do a lot of traveling, yes. This brings me back to maybe when we first were introduced. I came to see you at one of your shows.
Mm-hmm.
And I wore a particular shirt,
mm-hmm.
and I was super excited for that shirt, and I took a picture with some friends, and I showed my sister, and my sister's like, don't ever wear that again.
Your double-wide pride shirt?
No. It was just like a cute little black and pink flowery shirt.
Oh, you're very flattering.
I thought it was flattering, and she said that I looked a particular way. Trashy.
I see, trashy. Okay, so trashy is trashy to different people.
Right.
You ever notice that when rich people do things, it's not trashy, but when poor people do it, it's trashy?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm serious. Like, the same exact outfit. If the same exact outfit was on one of the folks who had a house on the lake and it had Gucci on it, mm-hmm. nobody's calling them trashy. They're going to be like, oh, that looks good. That's a Gucci good. But because
I wore it to
it's more hoochie than Gucci.
Because it was maybe a fat bottom girl.
And I don't even think it's a size thing. I think it's the mindset. Like, I used to joke that the 50 Shades of Grey, that whole book thing, if that would have happened in a trailer park, that would have been a cops episode, not a bestseller.
Yeah, agreed.
Do you see what I'm saying? It's like, if you've got money, it's a whole different mindset.
Yeah.
And so I think the trailer's the same way. Like, you talked about your outfit. I promise you, if there was an LV on that top, mm-hmm. nobody would have called it trashy.
And I thought I looked so cute going out, and I got compliments on it where I was.
Well, and I think that's people. Like, people see things differently. I just made a TikTok this morning, or I don't know if I posted it yet. It's like, stop asking women if they're okay because they're not wearing makeup. Like, just don't assume something because it's your opinion.
Right.
You know?
And bringing that back to what we were talking about last time, in Florida, you have these trailer mm-hmm. parks that are ritzy,
mm-hmm.
and they cost so much money, where it's maybe not so much in other parts of the United States, where it's close quarters, and they might be close quarters in Florida, but it's... you're paying top dollar in parts of Florida to be in some of these trailer parks. Well, especially the maybe 55 and older.
Oh, for sure. I'll never forget, I got hired to do comedy for a club. It was a country club. And so I roll up to the country club, and it's not a bad paying gig. I mean, it's paying more than comedy clubs paid. And they're going to have 300 people. I roll up. It is a trailer park with golf carts. Like, it's literally that's what it is. And so I go to their clubhouse, and there are 300 people in this clubhouse for a comedy show. It's a 55 and up community. They live in trailers. But if we had that same thing here, it'd be called something totally different. It's a mindset is also like where you are too. I've learned that cultural mindsets just depend on how you were raised. And so, like, I'm not from anywhere else. Like, I've not lived anywhere else. So I don't know. You know, I don't have family for anywhere else. And so mm-hmm. growing up, all we knew was trailer park was poor.
Oh, yeah.
Like, where we're at now, there's, like, the South Side, or they call it the ghetto. Like, I don't care what color you are, or Section 8 housing is Section 8 housing.
Yeah, yeah.
It could be a trailer, it could be a house. It's still, we're all poverty is what it is.
Yes. And I think that goes... maybe a little bit with, you mentioned scarcity.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't grow up in a trailer, but I didn't realize that we grew up poor maybe until like middle school. And that scarcity thing, it's like, we didn't know we didn't have things
mm-hmm.
until maybe middle school, I realized. And I was just like, oh, wait a minute. Okay.
Yeah, I had no idea that everybody didn't eat welfare cheese. Seriously, it's like, y'all don't go get y'all's block of cheese. Like, what? I'm serious.
Peanut butter?
Yeah, like, I had no idea that that wasn't, everybody didn't have food stamps. Like, that's, I had a middle school, the same thing. I went to my first sit-down restaurant in the middle school with friends, other than a fish camp, because a fish camp was a big thing for my family. We're going to go eat fried fish and hush puppies, because we might not have money, but we got high cholesterol. We would not drink.
That's just hereditary. I mean, come on now.
I mean, yeah. We're all big boned. No, we're not. Nobody.
Big hearts that might explode.
Oh, it's so funny, like the big bone thing. They're like, oh, I can't lose weight. I'm big boned. Well, you eat 3 pounds of flounder, man. That's not, that's not a thing. Anyway, but...
We only went out to eat for restaurants that if someone graduated high school, pretty much. Like, that was... I'm one of seven.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, yeah.
You whisper things like people can't... Like, anytime you think Siobhan might say something offensive, she's whispered it. That's basically what it is. So...
Yes, because Catholicism is so offensive down here.
Down here. Well, and I don't know...
up here, depending on where...
You're at.
Or over here.
I don't know. We're in the Bible belt buckle, and so it's a weird situation. So that couldn't work for us because my siblings and I were like the first people to graduate from high school. So we would have never went to that explains it why in middle school I never went. Never graduated.
There you go.
Oh, that's hilarious. Well, and the mindset is funny now because even like the folks in my family who have got out of the trailer park, all they did was buy double wides and put it on land. And like they've arrived. And I'm not, no shade in that. There's no shade at all.
I think. Double wides are great. Mm-hmm. I mean, obviously, I wouldn't be helping or working with them or doing this with you if I didn't think they were a great, affordable way to live for a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
They're just good for so many reasons. You can finance them. You can move them if need be.
Mm-hmm.
Might take a little longer.
It's a lot. It's a lot to move it.
Yeah.
We moved ours. And the little single wide trailer got moved. And I remember, I don't know what happened. Again, early middle school. It got put on the property, but it wasn't secured to the property. So we couldn't move in. Because you do have to get all the secure stuff happen before you can get a certificate of occupancy.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know, I guess it sat for a long time. And so one day we went in to go check on it. And there was like rats running through the house because it's been sitting in a field.
Right.
Like, and so for me.
They want to be warm.
I know. We were creating habitat for humanity for the rodents. Like, field mice are a big thing. Like, if you've ever lived on land at all, you learn this stuff happens. So, like, for me, this is normal. Like, double wides were, like, rich people for us.
Mm-hmm.
And so, even now, a modular home, like, I have no embarrassment or shame or anything like that because that's, like, a bit. You've arrived. If you got a house that had two axles... You have moved up.
Yeah.
But there is a stigma. You're right. And I don't know about other parts of the country because there's other parts that FEMA housing is all trailers. And so there's cultural things about that, too, because it's a different type of situation.
So my parents, they moved to Florida right after they got married. And my dad is a carpenter by trade. So that's what he wanted to do. And they... Once they moved, all construction stopped in Florida. So he was like, well, what am I going to do? Well, he put himself through the academy for police, but still needed, like, extra work because he had, you know, one baby and then another one, another one. But so in addition to being a cop, he was, like, the maintenance man for where they lived, and it was duplexes. So he got permission to add on to the duplex where they lived. So it was a two-room that he added another one on. And, like, when we moved out of that, we called it the little house because there was, like, six of us there. No, five kids. And when my mom got pregnant with the sixth one...
Yeah.
We had to... My mom's like, I think we need something bigger. And he's like, yeah. So it's just, like, that scarcity, the proximity. And you've got to move up.
Mm-hmm.
And... I think with the double wides, you can put, I mean, I don't know if you've ever been into a house. I've seen beds in all kinds of rooms.
I'll never forget.
Kitchen.
Oh, I'll never forget. The walk-in closet to one of the double wides was so big. And I walked in with the client and they were like, oh, this one has its own separate bedroom.
Nursery. Somebody said
yes,
it was a nursery.
Yeah.
And I was like, if you're comfortable putting a baby in here, you could, but I believe it's a closet.
No, we
and
actually...
they were like, oh my gosh, it's the closet?
Uh-huh.
And you get that mindset. I've had people go in and with, you know, you have to sometimes open the house for another agent and have them look at it. These young couple came out and they were so excited. The girl comes up to me and she's like, this is my dream home. She starts busting out. She's like, I love the kitchen. I love I'm like, what else do you love about it? The other agent is cringing a little bit. And I was just like, I'm glad you like it. You should be telling your agent this, you know. And she's like, yeah, let's talk about this over here. And I just kind of was like, put an offer in.
Yeah. Well, and that's, I showed a new, brand new model to some folks who were looking for their dream home. And these are, you know, not, I don't know what the level of like mid-range incomes kind of thing, but you got two folks who are working full-time jobs. Mm-hmm. They're factory workers, so blue-collar, so blue-collar work. And so this is their dream, and but their dream looks like this beautiful, this new model actually has a wraparound porch around the end. And so you walk into the beautiful porch on a trailer, double-wide, to this beautiful great room that had... the exposed beams, like the, you know what I'm talking about?
Coffer ceiling.
There you go. Open floor plan. Not just appliances, but stainless steel appliances, farmhouse kitchen.
Yeah.
And then the primary bedroom had these beautiful French doors that opened to this huge tub in the middle and a walk-in shower to the right. So to this couple, this was luxury to them.
Yeah.
And it is luxury. And so... we've talked about this last time, that you're looking at $85 per square foot for this and $165 per square foot for a stick built.
And that's what a lot of people don't realize, is that you can get a stick built home and it might be your, you can't afford it. And it's not going to be your forever home. You could get cheaper, not be your forever home. And what it, I believe the average time you're in your first home is 5 years.
Mm-hmm. 5 to 7.
So why are you being house poor?
Well, and the other response to that is that the equity in it, and we can talk about that in a later episode. I think the resale value of trailers and the differences and stuff like that. But we got a couple more minutes on this episode and just talking about the stigma. And I think people, if you have ever thought trailers are trash, stop thinking of the single wide trailer park mentality, the Joe Dirt mentality, the scarcity mentality, and look at the homes that are out there. Like, literally just go, if you're on TikTok or social media, type in new double and triple wides. These things are gorgeous.
Oh yeah.
And so like the couples I'm helping, if they have the option of buying a 2-bedroom stick built with no luxury items, and this, why would they choose anything different?
What you're getting it for the value is drastically different. It's amazing what you can get for $200 to $250 in a brand new double wide, what you're getting for a stick built home. And people are just like, and when they see the pictures online, they're like, that's a double wide. It's like,
even when you go in, and some of the things people talk about are how the walls and the way that they're put together, or the ceilings are low, or the counters are the cheap counters and stuff. You can upgrade those.
And a lot of the new double wides, the ceilings are flat and they're made to be more like a stick built home. And that's what people don't understand.
Yeah. One of the other things I noticed in one, the new ones we looked at were the, HVAC, everything's electronic now, like a touch screen, set it with your phone, like that's all included.
Yeah.
And people don't understand, like when you're building a stick built, it's going to be 3 times as much to try to build it.
For very similar products.
And to get the type of quality for a stick built, you just got to choose. Like you got to choose, but don't let your mentality and the stigma keep you from getting a home where you could possibly have that walk-in shower that's the rainforest thing, or you could get a stick built with the tub from the Home Depot. Like, I mean, I'm just, that's your choice. You want
exactly
upgrades that you with the luxury items, or are you going to feel shame because your house got brought in on an axle? Well, thank you for hanging out with us today. We're going to go on with another episode. So next time, folks, listen, because Siobhan's going to be back with some more trailer talk.
Thank you for having me.
Yay.